It's Blues Jim, but not as we know it. Written by two Jewish white guys in New York, performed originally by Elvis Presley, and made a hit by Elvis Presley, and performed there by somebody who would have been my guest this month, had he not died, sadly. Jeff Healey, as of his new album called Mess of Blues, which is recorded half live in the UK, and across Europe as well, and also some studio work too. And sadly, Jeff, who had been suffering from cancer for about 3 or 4 years, but had been fighting it all the time, and had scheduled a whole range of gigs here in the UK and across Europe too, and he was down to do an interview about this week, I think it would have been, except he died about a month ago. Very sad indeed. His album, though, is out, and if you buy albums, and you should, to keep the blues alive, it'll help his family too, because he left behind a wife and kids who he loved dearly. Unlike rock and roll, where you often change your partners fairly rapidly, Jeff had been true to the same girl from all of his life. Great stuff. Welcome to the programme, where however you're listening across the world, we've got some material both new and old. That is brand new. The album only came out about a month ago, and this is also is fairly new too. Comes from a CD which came out towards the end of last year from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. He's still in fine form. The album is called In the Palace of the King, and this is Living on the Highway.
Thank you.
retro survivor, a guy who's been around the blues for over 40 years, late 50s I would guess he started. John Mayall started, I think, with Alexis Corner and then with Cyril Davis and his R&B All-Stars, and then a blues career. You know, almost again, he was like a sort of a person who, if you were in the John Mayall and the Bluesbreakers band, you were cutting your teeth and you learned your trade, as many people did over the years. And he's still playing. That's his album, which came out last year, In the Palace of the King. I think he spends most of his time in the States now, but occasional forays into Europe, and that is called Living on the Highway. Here's somebody who was a guest on the show about, in July of last year when I was in Portugal for the World Music Festival. He's been here in the studio a couple of times too. From Canada, his name is Harry Manx, a great, great guitarist, and also plays the Indian guitar called the Mohan Veena. Not on this track though, as we go to the Glenn Gould studio last year. His new album is called Harry Manx Live, Harry Manx and Friends, and here's Can't Be Satisfied. Breaks my heart to do it, but it's a 10-minute long track and just ain't got time to play the whole thing. It's Harry Manx in the Glenn Gould studio live with the Muddy Waters original and Can't Be Satisfied, and also a few other bits of Americana thrown in there as well. It's a great album, came out towards the end of last year and worth checking out. You'll find Harry Manx and the links to his album on the Raven and the Blues website. which you'll find at raven.dj/R&B. Rita Carriarelli. born in Canada, but spent most of her 20s and 30s, in age that is, in Europe, and most of the 80s she lived in Italy, and then toured extensively through the rest of Europe until going back to Canada during the 90s, where she started recording again. That's from an album which came out in 1992 called Road Rockets, and that is Rita with Serves You Right. She has a new album out, which I haven't yet got hold of, which is a mixture of blues and classical music, which sounds rather good. I'm going to see if I can grab it. She's based in Canada now, and we'll contact her and see if we can get something from her to get on the show in a few weeks' time. Okay, moving on now to Taj Mahal. He's one of the many blues musicians who, over the years, has gone back to his roots, both to Mali to find the influences of the blues, also to Hawaii as well. But as a big name in the blues, in other words, making his living, he felt he owed something to the people who were back around in the 20s and 30s, who only made house rent money and little bits of drink money, basically, out of the music, which he loved and had made his living out of. So in 2007, he brought an album out, which was him with old blues guys and girls too. It's called Music Maker with Taj Mahal, and here he is with somebody called Cool John Ferguson. Now, I've done my research, I can find nothing about where Cool John Ferguson comes from, but I can only assume he must have been somebody, again, who was probably in his 70s or 80s when they made the album. Taj Mahal, Cool John Ferguson, and Song for Brenda. Thank you. Lovely stuff. Taj Mahal, Cool John Ferguson, and a track from the album Music Maker, where the money went back to the artists who'd been around back in the 40s and 50s, and that is a song for Brenda. This is The Raven of the Blues. Thanks to all those who'd clicked the button on the website. I've managed to email all of you, apart from Simon Watkins. Simon, I keep emailing you to say thanks, and it keeps bouncing back, so if you can send me an email, which is current, I can then reply to you. On the show last week, I played a track from Cyril Davis and his Rhythm and Blues All-Stars, and it reminded me of a friend of mine, who sadly passed away a couple of years ago, Long John Baldry. He was with Alexis Corner back in the very early 60s, and then he moved across to Cyril Davis and joined the band about 63 or thereabouts. And on the death of Cyril in 1964 of leukemia, Long John took over and renamed the band the Hoochie Coochie Men and brought in a second vocalist, a young Rod Stewart. Now, he'd met Rod not very far from here on the island on the Thames, another island a bit further down, Eel Pie Island, which had a great blues and rhythm and blues and jazz club. And John was working there in 64, and he was on his way back to the station at Twickenham, and he heard this young guy busking with a Muddy Waters number on the street corner. That young guy was Rod Stewart, and John said to him, "Do you want to join the band?" And Rod Stewart joined the band. Now, we now get 1965, after the Hoochie Coochie Men had broken up, and Long John and Rod joined the band called the Steam Packet. In fact, to be more correct, they formed the band, the Steam Packet, along with Julie Driscoll and the great Brian Auger on organ with the Brian Auger Trinity. Now, that's when I started working for them as an assistant roadie, and for 4 months travelled the length and breadth of the UK working with the band, and John and I became good friends. And after the breakup of the Steam Packet, John was sort of pitching around, and he had Bluesology for a while with a young Elton John. More stories of that to come in months and years. But by 1967, he really wasn't doing particularly a huge amount of money. Now, 1967, a songwriter called Tony McCauley had written many hit songs for bands like The Foundations, Baby Now That I've Found You, Build Me Up, Buttercup, or lots of pop stuff, and also for Pickety Witch, and I've still got that same old feeling. You may recall those records going back to the 1960s. Well, Tony McCauley had written a song which he knew had to be sung by a male rather than a band, and he tried Tom Jones and he tried Engelbert Humperdinck, and they'd both turned him down, so he turned to a friend of his who happened to be the manager of Long John Baldry and said, "Have you got any ideas who could sing this song for me?" And the manager said, "Well, actually, John could do it. I know it's not his usual style, but John could do it." And so John duly did do it. Against his best wishes, he didn't really want to do it. But anyway, after lots and lots of takes in the studio, the very final take, he literally got carried away and went way, way over the top and hammed it up like there's no tomorrow, spoke through the ending part and went really wild. And at the end, everybody, the producer, the record company, they all thought that was the best take. And that was the one that came out. So next time you hear Let the Heartaches Begin on the radio, listen to it. I mean, it's so untypical of John Baldry. It was his brief breakaway from the blues. By the time we get to 1970, he's gone to Canada now and he's back with the blues again. But listen to Let the Heartaches Begin, and when you get to the end, you can hear John taking the Michael, really, more than anything else. Let's go now to John Baldry, back in 2001 in Canada, and this is an album he made called Remembering Leadbelly, the songs of Huddy Ledbetter, and this is a track called Take This Hammer.
To the captain, take this hammer, I carry it to the captain, take this hammer, carry it to the captain, you can tell him I was gone, oh buddy, tell him I was gone, if he asks you, was I running, if he asks you, was I running, ask you, was I running? You could tell him I was flying. Oh yes, tell him I was flying. If he ask you, was I laughing? If he ask you, was I laughing? If he ask you, was I laughing? You can tell him I was crying. Oh, buddy, tell him I'm crying. like silver. This old hammer shines like silver. This old hammer, it shines like silver. Glistens like gold. Oh, buddy, glistens like gold.
Take this hammer
and carry it to the captain.
Take this hammer
carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. You can tell him I was gone. Oh yeah, tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone, buddy. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. Oh yeah, tell him I'm gone.
Long John Baldry from his album from 6 years ago, Remembering Lead Belly, and that's Take This Hammer. He sadly died in 2005. This is The Raven and the Blues, live music now with Bullfrog Brown.
Walking down the river with a church in my view, wearing on my shoes while my lips are getting due. Counting on the way to the top of the hill, but it's just for me and my wicked grin. Spending all my time when I've been burning blocks. Getting left behind is what I call a good luck. Well, I'm staying thin, but staying of the tide. All the channels may tell you, but I'm not gonna lie. Well, it takes a plenty of guts and a heart full of sin, but just for me and my wicked grin. Well, the devil's music set my world on fire. Playing guitar was my one desire. But I'm never got as good, never got as good as him. Well, mighty Robert Johnson still bound to win. But one thing I learned was his wicked grin.
Way from Estonia, a band I first saw about a year and a half ago in a pub in Kingston called the Fighting Cocks, and I've been waiting to get them here ever since. Andres, the leader of the band, you've changed a bit. You've lost a member along the way, isn't that right?
Yes, I think from the beginning of this year, it's mainly been just the two of us, me and Olar. But here in England, we're very happy to have Mr. Steve Lurie on harmonica with us. And we'll be going back with Steve to Estonia this summer to do a few festivals.
All right. There.
Yeah, and the first time we met was in 2006 in December, a few gigs before the one in Kingston.
Right.
That you caught, we had Steve jamming with us. And he was over in Estonia doing a harmonica workshop at the Augusta Blues Festival last summer.
When we think of Estonia, we again, for many of our listeners across the world who've got no concept of where it is, it's kind of far north in the Baltic and formerly USSR, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. If you're trying to place it on the map, then, well, I think if you think where Russia is, and you know where Finland is, where Santa lives, then it's between that and between Russia, so...
Did blues flourish under USSR side of things, or is blues kind of new to Estonia? Do you see what I mean?
That's a good question. I mean, if you look at some documentaries about the Soviet Union, the Stalin era, then for a while the saxophone was illegal. there was this slogan that first you play the saxophone and then you betray your country.
Right.
So you didn't really get that much jazz and blues. But I grew up in Tallinn, where we could listen to Finnish radio mm-hmm. and watch Finnish television. So that's where I would be taping my music from. And of course, in the late 80s, you also had some things available on vinyl in the Soviet Union. Like there was, I think, one Muddy Waters album and something, I think three by the Rolling Stones and something
right.
like that.
So you really had to work pretty hard if you wanted to follow the blues and listen to blues-tinged music. You had to work quite hard to do so, I guess, then, did you?
Yes.
Yeah. Has the blues always been the roots of your life, or is it something you've come to or changed to over the years?
Well, I think my main awakening came around 1992 when I accidentally, my father took me to see John Hammond Jr.,
yes.
who played a jazz festival in Estonia. And then after that, I got the chance to go to Denmark, so I got my first Muddy Waters CD and kind of went from there. But I think we've played in various groups and lineups over the years. I mean, me and Al have been working together for 8 years now.
Right.
So we've done all sorts of crazy things.
Not always as Bullfrog. How old is the band Bullfrog Brown?
As Bullfrog Brown, I think, 5 years.
All right. And when it comes to, you've got a new EP out. It's not quite big enough for an album, a CD, but you've got a new EP out. And I noticed that you are the main songwriter on the album. But basically, do you work together when it comes to composing, or is it very much you and then you present?
If you look at lyric sheet that mm-hmm. came together with the EP, you can see that some of the songs were written quite a few years ago.
All right.
So the stuff that I have ready, I just present it to Al and he does whatever he wants to do with the vocals. But right now we are working on some new material. There's quite a lot of stuff that Al has written and quite a lot of new songs that we have done together. So I'm really looking forward to the next time we go into the studio in Estonia.
So this EP really is in a kind of way, not quite a historical document, but it's featuring some of the older things that you wrote some years ago. And so it's a point in time, say, of 4 or 5 years ago.
There's some songs that we have been playing live for 2 or 3 years now that have just escaped us in the studio with a larger lineup. And you had drums and we had Ullar on harmonica and somehow we had problems fitting them all in there. So now we just took the chance and got them down as simply as we could.
And why an EP rather than anything else? Why did you stop at five, so to speak? And was it possible to, was that when the studio time ran out? Or?
No, that's not. We wanted to have something new with just the two of us for this trip.
Let's have some more music. Is it going to be off the CD or from your past?
I think we'll do something off the CD now.
My worried mind.
taken from the new EP, which is available, you say, here in the UK, on which particular website can you get it from?
RootCD.com, but they only opened the website for business on April the 21st.
Oh, right, I see. So it's very, very new. And the guitar you're playing, is that your usual guitar or is it your travelling guitar?
No, actually, this is the one you might remember. We were taking part in that Ultimate Bandlist competition.
Oh, yes, of course, that's
years
right,
ago,
yes.
And we came in sixth, and this is part of the award.
Oh, excellent.
So
right.
Now I just had a pickup put in last week and figured this might survive the trip better because the airlines have been trashing a lot of guitars, yes, by a lot of friends of mine, so I figured I'd rather be safe, and it has worked fine, except it, as you may have heard, doesn't stay in tune all that well, but...
On the first number, we heard Steve. Now, Steve is with you here in the UK just because you obviously go back a while, do you?
Yes, because we're very happy to have him playing with us because he really is one of the best harp players I've heard. And in one way, we're here as his guests.
Oh, I see. So. Steve, are you looking after them and driving them around to their gigs and things?
Or? Yeah, they're staying at a place in Tunbridge Wells and I'm doing the chauffeuring and...
Do the two of you sort of meld and you come together? Are you a meeting of minds, if you know what I mean, in terms of the musical influences and the things you do?
I think so. I mean, you can hear when Andres plays that his roots are in... So it's...
Is that where your roots are too?
Yeah, blues full stop, really, but right, from the Delta. Mm-hmm. And then as a harmonica player, you know, you sort of head towards Chicago.
Yes, automatically, that's right, yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about Andres is his writing, because you've got that strong Delta influence, but you also have interesting and sort of innovative lyrics. Mm. I mean, he's not just treading down the old generic blues route. You know, if you listen to the lyrics of the songs, they're on all sorts of subjects, which to me makes it far more relevant and interesting than...
Andres, it's quite a short tour, this, isn't it? You're here for, what, 8 or 9 days altogether?
Less, I think. Four gigs. And that's it.
Real whistle-stop stuff then, yes.
Yeah, we were planning on 2 weeks, but due to circumstances beyond our control, we ended up cancelling 1 or 2 gigs next mm-hmm. week and had to go back early.
That's a sad thing, but hopefully back again. Have you got plans for coming back later in the year?
I think we'll probably be coming back next year and probably we'll also be going back to Scotland. Yes. I was speaking to David Carey yesterday and he said that we really need to get you guys down here to do a few shows early next year, so hopefully that will work out as well.
Because, I mean, initially you were kind of pigeonholed is probably the wrong word, but you were kind of down as alt blues, weren't you, like Dave? But you seem to have lost that alt tag now altogether, I would think.
Kind of depends, you know. Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I see. Where should we go now musically? Are we going to have something off the EP or something else?
We're going to have tuning.
Sneak right out the door. Snake girl, snake girl. Is there something on your mind? Snake girl, snake girl. Is there something on your mind? You wiggle all the way around me, trouble tongue me all the time.
Great set from Bullfrog Brown, and don't forget, as always with these live sessions, you can hear the longer, extended version of the set, more conversation and more music, and you can get the link to that on the Raven and the Blues webpage at raven.dj/R&B. That's www.raven.dj/R&B. Look for the photograph of Bullfrog Brown and click the name underneath. Next week, our live guests come from Jersey. They're called the Dirty Aces. This is the Raven and the Blues, and life is full of coincidences. Just as we start broadcasting on the Spanish Costas on REM FM, a new CD arrives from the band called Chas Burnett Blues Band, based on the Costa del Sol. It's due out on the 12th of May. It's called Blues It Up, and they sound really good. Here they are making their debut on the programme. Chas Burnett, Blues It Up, the album, and this is called Talk to Me.
Yes, she really means no, whatever it is, a man on a nose. So talk to me, baby, won't you talk to me? I'm not telling Patrick can carry your mind, so talk to me. When she doesn't say a word, but you're meant to know what she's thinking, she says, I told you so. Talk to me, baby, won't you talk to me? I'm not telepathic and can't read your mind, so talk to me. We'll be right back.
right. She tells you you've lied, even though she's wrong. She don't hear you sigh to talk to me. Baby, won't you talk to me? I'm not telepathic and can't read your mind, so talk to me. You talk to me. I'm not telepathic, you can't read your mind, so talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me.
Amazing. What a coincidence, making their debut on the show, and also I feel I must know him too, because Chaz grew up in the northeast of England and worked in the bands there. I reckon he's probably a couple of years younger than me, but it's a good chance we probably met. Anyway, that's the Chaz Burnett Blues Band, the new album coming out towards the end of May, Blues It Up. Looking at the gig list, one of his regular venues is the O'Donoghue's in Estepona Port. His next visit there is on the 1st of May, and he'll be getting more plays on the Raven and the Blues in the weeks to come. And that's almost it for the show this week. Let's go out with Bobby Lounge. Again, regulars to the show will know the history of Bobby Lounge. He arrives on stage in an iron lung with a nurse to attend him. A great, great showman in the old style. We've never had a live album before. This album was recorded a couple of years ago in Louisiana. And here is Bobby doing one of his standard numbers, really. The one that closes the show on every one of the shows he does. It's called Take Me Back to Abita Springs. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme this week and can join me for The Raven and the Blues at the same time next week, however you listen to the programme. If you want to drop me a line, it's so easy. It's dave@raven.dj. And don't forget the website, www.raven.dj/R&B. A chance to hear all the old shows going back a couple of years, listen to the live sessions, and if you so desire, click a button called Donate. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Here's Bobby Lounge.
Phenomenon. Women called him Tippy, but his name was John. They packed up all the junk they'd strewn out in his yacht. He said, I'm going west, become a movie star. Or reduced to singing backup to Siamese twins. He cried, take me back to Abita Springs. Carry me back to Abita Springs. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the banks of Abita River. If the twins dress alike, why can't I? Take me back to Abita Springs. Well, the twins split up. Tippy went to drinking. He didn't realize just how far he was sinking. Till he became the poster boy for VD Telethon. Use some protection, don't wind up like John. Or they'd wheel him out on state, tell him, boy, say anything. He cried, take me back to Abita Springs. Carry me back to Abita Springs. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the banks of Abita River. Call in your pledge on TV. Or when the telephone rings, he answered, take me back to Abita Springs. Became a voodoo priest out in Tyler, Texas, stealing people's wallets while they genuflected, but they ran him out of town on a morals charge. He was entertaining truckers in the parsonage garage, along their wheelchair tracks across the desert plains. Take me back to Abita Springs. Carry me back to Abita Springs. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the banks of Abita River. Why can't a holy man get into kinky things? Take me back to Abita Springs. Escaped to Rio de Janeiro on a Greyhound cruise. Ate some bad tamale. He's got the Rio flu. Yeah, nursed back to health by a Latin spitfire. Her name was Pancho Villa, played electric sitar. Extension cord a wet in a monsoon rain. Knocked his castanets clear to Abita Springs. Take me back. Take me back. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the banks of a beta river. Electric enchilada like the fried off his blue jeans. Take me back to a beta spring. Well, Pancho had his baby. They named him Alfresco. 6 months overdue, come out dancing flamenco. Strapped some little tap shoes on his tiny little feet. He loved to tap in guacamole to a rumba beat. But they lost him one evening in some refried beans. They sent his sticky little shoe to a beta spring. Take me back to a beta spring. Carry me back to a beta spring. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the banks of a beta river. Alfresco going down in some quicksand beans. Take me back to a beta spring. Well, he lost his little poncho to a grease inspector. Said I knew she's getting slimy, but I did not suspect her. He commandeered a barrel, said I got to go home. But the donkey lost his mind around the Panama Canal zone. The mule was misdirected, it thought it could sing. It prayed out my career will suffer in a beat of springs. Take me back to a beat of spring. Carry me back to a beat of spring. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the banks of a beta river. A mule with aspirations ain't worth anything. Take me back to a beta spring. Well, Tippy hopped a freighter. He saw the world. Met some communist Chinese out in Portugal. They toasted him with wine till his head was swimming. Tattooed him all over with motorcycle women. He said, before I got tattooed, I just had blotchy skin. Take me back to a beta spring. Carry me back to a beta spring. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the bank of a beta river. Tattoos began to droop if you get too thin. Take me back to a beta spring. He traveled far and wide, looking high and low. He vandalized a statue by Michelangelo. Shot down in Great Britain on the palace grounds. Baying at the moon in the Queen's nightgown. The Queen said, we do not loan out our underthings. He said, ma'am, just send me home to a beta spring. Take me back to a beta spring. Carry me back to a beta spring. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the bank of a beta river. He said, I expected nicer lingerie from a queen. Take me back to a beta spring. Well, Tippy disappeared, he went underground. Years went by, he could not be found. Here they received a parcel at a beta station. It was a plastic tombstone with the single notation, I have traversed the world in search of my elusive dreams. Let my life serve as example to what idle pleasure-seeking brings. And as my demise shall be soon forthcoming, it seems, place my body neath local landscape verdant and green. And on this plastic tombstone, ever let my epitaph read, home at last in Ponchatoula. Take me back to a beta spring. Carry me back to a beta spring. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the banks of a beta river. He must have got the names confused. Take me back to a beta spring. Carry me back to a beta spring. Just take me down and let me rest forever. Down on the banks of a beta river. Artesian water flowing through his veins. Take me back to a beta spring. Take me back to a beta spring. Carry me back to a beta spring. Take me back to a beta spring. Carry me back to a beta spring. Take me back to a beta spring. Take me back to a beta spring. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's more Bobby Lounge paraphernalia, and keep Bobby Lounge in your prayers.